Hey everybody, my name is Jesse Collings, and I want to tell you all about my show, the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. On the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast, we do a thorough analysis on the biggest issues and trends within the pro wrestling industry. We talk a lot about pro wrestling media, we talk a lot about fan culture and wrestling's place within general pop culture, and we talk about the broader influences that are shaping the way we discuss and analyze the pro wrestling industry. We've had some of the brightest minds in the pro wrestling intelligentsia on the show, including WrestleNomics host Brandon Thurston, both Rich Kreich and Joe Lanza from the Flagship Wrestling Podcast, Trevor Dame from the Through the Years podcast, and a whole lot more. This isn't a show for hot takes. It's not a show recapping the latest episode of television. This is a show focusing on the biggest topics in pro wrestling and doing a deep dive on the real stories behind the surface level analysis you might find elsewhere. The Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a try. Thanks.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
And welcome everyone to episode 35 of the Five Star Match Game. I'm your humble host, Joe Gagne, and we've been away for a while, but we would never skip this show. This is our 2023 year in review episode, meaning everything that happened in wrestling in the year 2023 is in play. So we're going to cover WWE, AEW, Japan, Mexico, so only the most knowledgeable wrestling fans need apply. In fact, we brought back our panel from the 2022 episode, so let's meet them. Up first, he hosts the Pro Wrest Paradise on the Pro Wrestling Torch, our good friend and animal lover, Alan Cunahan. Alan, how you doing?
I'm desperately trying to get my battery charger plugged in before I lose power here. That's how I'm doing, Joe.
Okay, that's off to a good start here.
We've been off to a tremendous start, technical-wise, in the last 15 minutes before we started recording. It's boding well.
Up next, we have one half of the Open the Voicegate podcast right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Also, the Spears Ovations Wrestling Projects. Mike Spears, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Joe. I'm glad to end this year with three of my favorite people. I kind of like that I pulled up Skype, and what did I see already? A reminder of, like, this time last year you were doing the five-star match game 2022. My winning streak was snapped last time, Joe. So I really want to get into the three-time winners club. And there's one person who I'm looking at who has vanquished me once, and like Eddie Kingston, I'm finally going to get my win.
All right. Well, I don't know what that says about our last guest. But last but never least, the other half of the Open the Voice Gate, and someone I've known for, I feel like, 20 years, even though he's like 22 years old, is Case Lowe. Case, how you doing?
I'm 24, and I'm...
24, oh, my apologies.
It's okay. I was thinking a few days ago, I was like, God, I've been doing this whole shindig for about a decade now. That's a very large portion of my life, but I'm happy to be here. I'm no threat to win. My knowledge of contemporary wrestling is shrinking by the minute, and I still couldn't pick Grayson Waller out of a lineup, so I'm thrilled to be here. Really looking forward to it.
All right. No Grayson Waller questions on the agenda.
Thank God.
So you're off to a good start. All right, so we have five rounds of power-packed trivia. Let's dive right in with round one. A winner is who? For this game, I'll give you a match or tournament. You tell me who won it in 2023. So if I said the World Tag League, hopefully you would respond Hiroki Goto and Yoshihashi. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets five questions. Alan, you're up first. Are you ready?
If I can cog Mike Spears' NXT notes, then I'm fully ready.
All right, Alan, your first question is the men's Money in the Bank match.
Oh, great. CM Punk. Oh, wait, sorry. I was forgetting what the... I should have listened to Joe. I was expecting a question to follow up there. He already said what the question was. It's who won these things, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Oh God, I'm all over the place. Men's Money in the Bank match. I guess it's not Grayson Waller.
Yes, I did give that away. Yes.
Logan Paul.
Oh, it was Damian Priest.
Oh, I actually did know that, but I, wasn't going to get to it.
All right, Mike, you have the Women's Royal Rumble.
Women's Royal Rumble, Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley is correct. All right, Case, you have the AEW Blind Eliminator Tag Tournament.
Gotta go with my boys, the Gun Club.
Oh, that was MJF and Adam Cole, where all our problems started in 2010.
The reason I didn't know that, I blocked it out of my memory.
The beginning of our winter discontent.
All right, Alan, back to you. You have the Fire Festival.
Oh, man. The 2006 Joe versus the World listener in me. You had Dr. Keith Lipinski on to preview the 2006 Fire Festival, by the way, really? Joe, on an old Joe versus the World. Yeah. Daisuke Sekimoto was there's that photo of him swimming in that swimming pool in that it wasn't even a swimming pool, it was the winner of the Fire Festival, I'm gonna go with my answer is Takuya Sugawara.
Oh, not a bad guess, but it's Junya Matsunaga, who is a professional wrestler in Japan, I assume, because I have no idea who that is.
Matsunaga, wow.
All right, Mike, back to you. You have the New Japan Cup.
New Japan Cup, Sanada.
Sanada is correct. Also where our problem started. Case, you have Bola.
Huh. There was a Bola this year. I feel like that would have been won by Speedball Mike Bailey.
Oh, Mike Bailey is correct.
That's what I like to hear.
All right, Alan, back to you. You have the Owen Hart Memorial Men's Tournament.
Ricky Starks.
Ricky Starks is correct. All right, Mike, back to you. You have the Owen Hart Memorial Women's Tournament.
Willow Nightingale.
Willow is correct. Mike stays perfect so far. Case, back to you. You have the Royal Road or Odo Tournament for All Japan. Their single elimination tournament.
Yep. Yeah. Ooh, that would have been... I hope the answer is Yuma Aoyagi.
Oh, it's... Satoshi Kojima, believe it or not.
Oh, I knew that.
All right, Alan, back to you. You have King of Gate.
Oh, God. I absolutely know this, but like there's just such pressure. I just feel like I'm being stared at by like my two judgmental sons or something like this. Come on, Dad.
It's okay. I missed a Brave Gate question 2 years ago. I'm still upset at myself about it.
Okay, you're right. I need to make sure I don't F this up. Okay, King of Gate was so that was late this year, and that was Kota Minoura.
Oh, Kota Minoura is correct. Good work. All right, Mike, you have the Champion Carnival.
Champion Carnival. Oh, God. Was this Yuma Aoyagi?
No, it was Shotaro Ishino.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me the desire.
But then, he broke his arm and we never saw him again.
Yes, right? No, he vanished immediately.
Yeah,
the beginning of there. The beginning of
this weekend.
Oh, there we go. On Triller TV, Alan.
Oh, really? Is it? Huh? I will not be watching it on Triller. do they have some? One of my favorite things in wrestling is when a Japanese show or a lucha show just randomly appears in some like service like a Triller, and they decide to cater to the English market and pick like the world's worst commentary team that usually includes Matt Stryker bluffing his way through. Do they have a gimmick like that going, or are they just using the Japanese audio?
I cannot tell at this time. It looks like it's just the Japanese audio because it's coming from Sky Perfect.
Can you imagine what the bullshit Matt Stryker would be spouting off commentating an All Japan show?
Well, everything would be a tribute to the Four Pillars. It would be like Eddie Kingston does it too much, but Matt Stryker would be so over the top about it.
All right. We are at Case. Up next, you have the New Japan Junior Tag League.
Was that Catch-22?
Catch-22 is correct.
Love those guys.
All right, Alan, your final question, Stardom Five-Star Grand Prix.
Oh, shite. I'm the one that didn't get injured. Suzu Suzuki.
Oh, that's correct.
Oh, yes. Thank you, FSM 50 Pool, who a lot of whom had her high on the list. That's why the name came to mind.
Oh, I don't know. I heard we don't vote enough Joshi. I look forward to the reveal this year hearing the same thing.
I have been working on the Excel files, piecing ballots together and stuff like that. So, I know my if you got picked in the FSM 50, I know your name.
All right, Mike, your final event is the N1 tournament in NOAH.
N1 victory. Who's going up against Kano? Christ. Who is Kano going up against? Go Shiozaki.
Go Shiozaki is correct.
Yes. Okay. Back
all right,
on
Case,
ring.
Your final question, the best of the Super Juniors.
That was Master Watto. That one I know.
Master Watto is correct.
Remember that time in our lives? That was like Master Watto was on the run of a lifetime. Titan was in the best Super Juniors final. I was like just full to the brim of painkiller drugs after surgery. I wasn't quite sure if I was like actually like in a dream state or if these things were actually happening. But I don't know. Based on Master Watto's second half of the year, I don't know. Did that really happen? Apparently it did, because Case just said it.
He's still on the path to Grandmaster, Alan. You know, that's all you need to know.
Chris Charlton absolutely destroyed him on commentary the other day, when he just nonchalantly threw out how irregular it was that the winner of the Best of Super Juniors wasn't going to be on the token. Oh, I was like, oh, God, ouch. I was like, it sure is. I couldn't think of the time that ever happened before.
All right. So at the end of round one, we have Mike in the lead with 4, Case and Alan right behind with 3 apiece as we move to round 2. The man or woman in the middle. For this game, I'll give you a title and 2 names. You tell me who won the title in between them in 2023. If I say the NXT North American title, Wesley and Trick Williams, hopefully you will respond Dominic Mysterio. And yes, those are all actual people. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Everyone gets 5 questions. Mike, you're up first. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. You have the AEW tag titles in between the Acclaimed and FTR.
In between the Acclaimed and FTR, yep. That's the Gun Club.
Guns, you got it. Yes, this time it was the Guns. That's correct. All right, Case. You have the TNT title and Darby Allin and Wardlow.
That's Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe is correct. All right, Alan, you have the AEW International title, Jon Moxley and Orange Cassidy.
This is a tricky concept, I gotta say, Joe, but I do have the answer to this one. It would be Hooray Phoenix.
Phoenix is correct. All right. Everyone perfect so far. All right, Mike, back to you. You have the All Japan Triple Crown in between Kento Miyahara and Yuma Aoyagi.
Between Kento Miyahara and Yuma Aoyagi, Shotaro Ishino.
Oh, it's Yuji Nagata.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Alan.
Why are you apologizing to Alan?
I just feel like if you get a question wrong about Yuji Nagata, you have to apologize to Alan. It'd be the same thing as Akira Tozawa towards me, right?
I started doing the eye roll in the back of my head gimmick.
And I was raised to be a polite boy, so I apologize.
All right,
Mike is going to have to be the recipient of some blue justice. Wait, that doesn't sound good.
Yikes.
All right, Case, you have the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Titles in between Bishamon and Bishamon.
Aussie Open.
Aussie Open is correct.
Love it.
All right, Alan, you have the IWGP Junior Tag Titles in between Catch-22 and Catch-22.
I don't know their gimmick name, but Kushida and Kevin Knight, right?
Yes, Intergalactic Jet Setters, I believe. But you are correct, Kushida and Kevin Knight. All right, Mike, you have the Dreamgate title. You have Yuki Yoshioka and Madoka Kakuta.
Shun Skywalker.
Oh, thank goodness.
I tried. I was about to try and get Mike a bit nervous there, but he was straight in. There was no delay.
Autopilot.
All right, Case, you have the AEW FTW title in between Hook and Hook.
Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
Jack Perry is correct. Also, where all our troubles start. Yeah.
What a dark year this was. This is not a fun year to remember.
Alan, you have the GHC title between Kaito Kiyomiya and Kenno.
Case is like Mariah May. He didn't like 2023's energy. He wants 2024 to be a year of glamour.
I'm a big Mariah May fan myself.
What was the question? Sorry, Joe.
The Noah GHC heavyweight title. Who held it in between Kaito Kiyomiya and Kenno?
I'm assuming, Kenno holds it now, and he won it from Jake Lee. So, yeah, I guess Jake Lee could have beat Kiyomiya. That seems plausible. Let's go with Jake Lee.
Sure does seem plausible. Speaking of a down here in 2023, you are correct, Jake Lee.
Have you seen the cut of that guy recently? What is he looking like? He is the biggest weirdo in wrestling history. Jake Lee.
He said he took inspiration from The Undertaker. I was like, I knew this dude sucked. Of course I don't like him.
I don't see how Undertaker presents like a top hat. Like, why is he dressed like a vaudevillain?
But Undertaker wore that top hat for years. He'd set up the ring post. That was like a whole part of his entrance. Was he take off his
kind of hat? It was not a top hat, Case.
Was his a derby hat?
It was sometimes there was a top hat era of the Undertaker, but most of the time it was a variant of a cowboy or Panama hat. Felt like. Yeah.
I trust Mike on this topic.
I weirdly have a lot of trust in him as well.
All right. Up next, Mike, you have the KOD title between Yuji Hino and Yuki Ueno.
Chris Brooks.
Chris Brooks is correct.
Get well soon.
Get well indeed.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Case, you have the All Japan Junior title between Atsuki Aoyagi and Atsuki Aoyagi.
Naruki Doi.
Oh, Naruki Doi is correct.
What a year for that guy.
Hell yeah.
All right, Alan, you have the All Japan Women's title in between Toni Storm and Saraya.
The All Japan Women's title?
I'm sorry, the AEW Women's title. Sorry, they all have that Joshi there now. I just...
Suwama's Evolution brand made some real big signings there without even noticing. It was between Toni Storm and Saraya. Wow. Imagine if All Japan could afford Saraya's contract. That would be... What's bigger, All Japan's revenue in 2023 or Saraya's contract? I'm not sure. Toni Storm and Saraya. In between those two would have been Hikaru Shida.
Hikaru Shida is correct. All right, Mike, your final question. The AEW TBS title between Jade Cargill and Julia Hart.
Chris Statlander.
Chris Stat is correct. All right, Case, your final question. The AEW TNT title in between Wardlow and Christian Cage.
Darby Allin.
Oh, it was Luchasaurus. I'm sorry.
Mm.
All right, Alan, your final question. The Open the Twin Gate title in between Big Boss Shimizu and KZ and Susumu Yokosuka and Kanda and MK3.
Kondo and Kenno.
That is correct.
Right,
so Alan had a perfect round.
Whew.
He is tied with Mike in the lead with 8. Keith right behind with 7. As we head to our middle round, list them and learn. All right, for this game, I'll give you a category. Say, every wrestler who wrestled at Carkin Hall, we'll say there were 500 of them. Player 1 will say the number they can name off the top of their head, say 300. Then switches to player 2, who can either say they can name more or challenge player 1. They can name more. You don't have to increase by 1. You can name as many as you want. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged, at which point they have to name the appropriate number of names. Do so, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 questions with a chance to go first and also challenge. All right, this will...
Can we all take a moment to say, bow our heads and say a special New Year's prayer for Cork and Hall and its continued existence?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to live in a world without a Carkin Hall.
Yes, indeed.
I just want to say for people that may have not heard this show before, they heard my intro and that I wasn't very confident. They're like, oh, Case is doing all right. This is where it falls apart. Every year, the list of and learn, not my round. This is where things go south.
This is where the savvy old man gamesmanship of me and Mike Spears just roots you out, Case. Here.
Yeah, it turns out like, oh, Mike can name everyone in the NXT breakout tournament. I didn't know that was a thing until Joe asked me about it.
Oh my. All right. Well, Case,
hey, Chase U is always expanding. Okay.
Chase U is not a real thing. Me and Justin Shapiro determined this when we did our U show at Christmas. We made the executive decision. Chase U is not a real thing. It's something someone made up. There's no way one of the bravados has had like the longest running stable in the WWE canon. But yeah. Listeners tell us, or Mike Spears tell us, is Chase U, is that like a longer running faction than the Bloodline? I would be interested to know. But also, Chase U is not a real thing.
I think the Bloodline beats it, but not by much. All right, so Case, you are in third place right now, so I'm going to give you a choice. We have three questions here. One is about WWE, one is about AEW, and one is about New Japan.
I'll take New Japan.
All right, you're going to take New Japan. This is for you and Alan. All right, so Case. 32 men entered the 2023 Grade 1 Climax. How many can you name?
16.
Oh, starting 16. All right, Alan, what you got?
I'll go 20.
I knew it jumped to 20. All right.
I'd like to have Alan name 20.
All right, 20 names.
Case, I told you.
The thought of listing like 20 New Japan wrestlers just made me bring it into such a sweat. I cannot do that.
It's the veteran gamesmanship. I could have gone 18. He might have been tempted, but I threw 20 out there. And his young, anxious self. Yeah. It's like these young people, Mike, they can't. They don't have the bottle that we do they?
I mean, sometimes you have to go and put it on the table. And that's what we saw here.
All right. 20 names from the G1. I better get this now after all that. Okay, let's go. So we had the young guy block. So we had Tsuji. We had Tsuji. Gabe Kidd. We had Kaito Kiyomiya. We had Shota Umino. We had Ren Narita. We had Hiku Leo. We had Sanada. How many I got there?
Sanada gives you 7.
Okay, we got 7. We'll chuck Chase Owens in there into the young guy block as well, because ghetto, why the fuck not? all right, well, I think that's that whole block, but we may revisit that if I've missed someone. Okay, then we got the what I like to call the Shingo block. So we got Shingo, Tomohiro Ishii, Tama Tonga, Eddie Kingston, David Finlay, Evil.
Hang on, so we got Evil, gives you 14.
All right, I might come back to that one. We got Tangaloa, because who can forget him showing up, clearly not being able to or wanting to wrestle.
All right, you're 3/4 there.
Had to give Tangaloa a shout out. One of the most epic G1 performances of all time, and the last man to get a clean win over Will Ospreay in New Japan. All right. Speaking of Will Ospreay. Kazuchika Okada, Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Is in 19. We need one more.
Let's finish with who will we finish with? Yoshihashi.
Yoshihashi gives you 20.
That sucks.
Names that were not mentioned were Alex Coughlin, El Fantasmo, The Great Okan, Hanare, Hiroki Goto, Jeff Cobb, Kenta, Mikey Nichols, Shane Haste, Shota Umino, Tetsuya Naito, who won, Toru Yano, and Zack Sabre Jr. But 2 points to Alan. Very well done.
Thank you.
All right. This next one is going to go to Mike and Case. So, Mike, you have the WWE.
WWE.
Or AEW.
Hey, Case, do you want to do a knife fight here? Let's do WWE.
Yeah, so why not?
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Watch about 14 minutes of their programming all year.
With the popcorn now.
All right. 30 men enter the 2023 Royal Rumble. How many can you name? Let's name some guys.
Six.
Six, okay.
I'll do eight.
Eight.
Ten.
12.
Up to 12.
13.
14.
Oof. Okay.
I feel that backfire.
It's just getting really psyched out here by his elders. Case, you know now that if you say a wrong name when you're attempting to list 14 WWE superstars in the Royal Rumble, I did use correct branding there, WWE superstars.
And I already psyched myself out because the first name I thought of, I went, God, I really don't know if he was in it or not.
I don't know. If you get to like eight, I'll be impressed because I know I'd have struggled to get to eight without botching a name. But yeah, this is going to be good. Take all the time you need. I'm here for the night for this one, Case. Go for it.
Joe, how many did I say I was?
You said 14.
14. Okay. All right.
Half the field, pretty much.
I gotta rifle through these. I've got to hang out with Dr. Keith tonight. We've got Chicago Bulls tickets, so I can't be here all night. So I'm gonna say The Miz is a safe bet.
All right, Miz, it gives you one.
That's good. Damian Priest.
Damian Priest gives you two.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor gives you three.
Dom Mysterio.
That gives you four.
Oh, thank God. Rey Mysterio.
Gives you five. You're a third of the way there.
Sami Zayn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. Challenge Roman Reigns for the world title on that. No, he seconded Roman Reigns. Kevin Owens challenged him. He was actually not compete on the show proper. That's when he turned on Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God. Oh, who could forget that artful storytelling that set the business on fire? You know, Roman Reigns actually gets credits for the shows he's not on because business was so hot this year. I digress.
So 2 points to Mike. Very well played. Names you did not mention. Angelo Dawkins, Austin Theory, Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, Booker T, apparently. Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar, Chad Gable, Cody, who won. Drew McIntyre, Edge. Oh, yeah, Edge. Elias, Johnny Gargano, Karrion Kross, Kofi Kingston, Logan Paul, Montez Ford, Omos, Otis, Ricochet, Santos Escobar, Seth Rollins, Sheamus, and Xavier Woods.
Okay, so the name that I first thought of when I thought who was probably in the 2023 Royal Rumble was Shane McMahon. So I'm really glad to hear he wasn't in it because I was about to say his name.
I almost was the one that really put the smile on my face there, Joe.
All right, so this will come down. This comes down to Alan and Mike. You have an AEW question, and this is going to determine who is in the lead going into round four. So, Alan, you have not gone.
A different kind of knife fight here. Could be some sharper knives going at it than when it comes to AEW than when it comes to WWE, that's for sure.
All right, so Alan, since defeating Jon Moxley to win the AEW World title, MJF has defended it against a dozen men. How many can you name? And we are including the one title defense he had in December 2022 at Winter is Coming, because I don't want anyone getting tripped up on that. But there are 12 men who can say they had a shot of some kind at MJF and the World title. How many can you name?
I will go for eight.
Eight. All right, Mike.
Alan, how dare you? Oh, that was the number I had in my head. I was like, okay, I can confidently do eight. Okay. Nine.
All right, he's going nine.
I'll go 10.
Oof.
By all means.
All right, Alan.
All right.
10.
Okay, so Ricky Starks is the aforementioned 2022 defense.
Oh, Ricky Starks gives you one. Thought that might trip you up, but yes, Ricky Starks is one.
So all the guys in the four-way count as
yes, one? That was a world title match, so that would...
Let's knock them out then. Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, congrats on surviving the mountain climb, Darby. And Jungle Boy, Jack Perry.
Now you're up to four.
Okay, let's rewind from that. And we had the Brian Danielson one.
Brian Danielson gives you five. You're halfway there.
Okay, between Starks and Danielson. I'll have to come back to think about that. Let's pick off a few more low-hanging fruit ones. Okay. Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Oh, that's Forbidden Door. Gives you six.
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole gives you seven.
And I can't say Adam Cole again, right?
No. It's
individual names. Okay. Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe gives you eight. We need two more.
Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega gives you nine. We need one more name.
I feel like I'm missing something obvious here. I really don't want to keep Case from seeing Dr. Keith and Scottie Pippen.
No. we've got
a Scottie Pippen night. I wouldn't worry about that.
What pay-per-view am I missing? I did. He was doing crappy tags. Did a tag it all out. One of these shows he did a tag and a singles match, right? What was that? Jay White.
Oh, Get Jay in. White gives you 10. Very well done. The two names you did not mention were Daniel Garcia, I think on a random Dynamite, and Ethan Page, I believe on a random Collision. That gives you 12.
I wouldn't have remembered those two, so that was my limit. Phew.
All right, Alan, very good job. With that, you have jumped in the lead with 12 points. Mike right behind with 10, Case with 7.
Joe, who's your stat historian guy? Andrew Rich, I assume?
The I don't have a stat boy. It's not really a...
There should be one for a 5-star match game, and it's illustrious history. Andrew Rich, pull up the numbers and tell me my overall career record in the Listen and Learn segment, because I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Moving on to round four, your show of shows. For this game, I'll give you a moment from 2023. You tell me the show where it occurred. It could be a specific television show or a pay-per-view name. So if I said CM Punk returned to the WWE, you'd hopefully respond Survivor Series. Everyone gets five questions. Correct answers worth 1 point apiece. Case, you're up first. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
All right. Eddie Kingston wins the Ring of Honor title.
What Ring of Honor shows happen this year? I'm going to say Supercard of Honor.
Oh, it's actually Grand Slam. He won it.
Okay.
All right, Alan, you have Adam Cole and MJF win the ROH tag titles.
All in Wembley Stadium. So
All In is correct. All right, Mike, you have Tony Khan announces on television CM Punk was fired.
That is the Collision right before All Out.
Collision is correct. All right, Case, you have Zack Sabre wins the inaugural IWGP television title.
Is that a Wrestle Kingdom?
Wrestle Kingdom is correct. All right, Alan, you have Kaito Kiyomiya kicks Okada in the face.
That was also the Wrestle Kingdom gimmick where they did a Noah and New Japan guys,
yes,
right?
Wrestle Kingdom 2 or 3 or whatever. But yes, Wrestle Kingdom is correct. Yeah. All right, Mike, you have Sonata wins the IWGP title.
Was that, gosh, they changed the names around. Was this Sakura Genesis?
That is Sakura Genesis is correct.
Yeah, they changed that
name in 2017. Like, it's been that for a while.
I'm with Mike, though. I still the thing is like, oh, it's Invasion Attack. And then
Right, yeah.
See, all right, Case. Madoka Kakuta wins the Dreamgate title.
That is up my alley. That is Dragon Gate Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive is correct. All right, Alan, you have the Will Ospreay-Mike Bailey match in Impact Wrestling.
Oh, Christ. There is my weak spot, Impact. Was it Bound for Glory?
Bound for Glory is correct.
Oh, get in. I'm so proud. I'm prouder of that than anything else I've answered so far.
All right, Mike. You have Orange Cassidy loses the international title.
All Out.
All Out is correct. Being perfect here. All right, Case, back to you. Jade Cargill loses the TNT title.
Double or nothing?
Double or nothing is correct.
Love it. Oh,
nice. I'm really rooting us as a team here to get an all perfect round. Go team.
I missed the first one. We're not perfect.
Did you?
All right, Alan.
I did.
You have the MJF Danielson Iron Man match.
Revolution.
Revolution is correct. All right, Mike, you have Chris Jericho wrestles in DDT.
That was, God. Now, this is mine right here. Peter Pan?
No, it was Ultimate Party.
Yep. I was flipping to that. Dang it. Sorry.
All right, Case, you have Omega Osprey 2.
That was Forbidden Door.
Forbidden Door is correct. Alan, your final question. Edge debuts in AEW.
Oh, that was...
That was a show Alan didn't watch.
Christ, it was a pay-per-view. Pay-per-view that... Oh, it was the Pacific Northwest one. What's that place called? Seattle? Sean Alexander. That's that place. what's the... Oh, what's that show? God, do I get points for Sean Alexander? AEW Night of Tribute to Sean Alexander. God damn it. I want to say perfect. Why can't I think of Tony Khan's stupid name? Dream something. Inoki Love. Inoki Sean Alexander Love Fest 2023 Wrestle Dream. That was it.
Wrestle Dream is correct. You got there somehow. You involved Sean Alexander, but you got there.
And what a Wrestle Dream it was.
So
I think I had that match in my Joe Cagney Christmas draft this year.
All right. Mike, your final question. A show Roman Reigns wrestled on, besides the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, or SummerSlam?
The Saudi show. I'm trying to remember the Saudi show where he went up against, yeah, guy. Why am I not remembering one of the Saudi show's names? No, it was not the Greatest Royal Rumble. They did not have another one of those. And he did not wrestle at the Greatest Royal Rumble. God. He was against Sami Zayn at Roadblock, right?
That was Elimination Chamber.
Dang.
All right. So, at the end of that round, Al was perfect in that round. He has jumped to 17 points. Mike with 13, Case with 11. We head to our final round, the sprint. This game, I'll ask you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. If you're unsure, just guess as we do not go back. Case, you're up first. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. The WWE was sold to blank in 2023, also the owners of UFC.
Endeavor.
Endeavor is correct. Volador Jr. won blank's hair at the CMLL anniversary show.
Angel De Oro.
Angel De Oro is correct. Netflix debuted a docuseries called The Wrestlers that focused on blank.
Ohio Valley Wrestling.
Ohio Valley Wrestling is correct. CM Punk's final AEW opponent was blank.
Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe is correct. Longtime Noah Jr. blank retired in 2023 with a one-minute match against Atsushi Kotoge.
Daisuke Harada.
Harada is correct. Former 80s WWF champ blank passed away in June at the age of 81.
Iron Sheik.
Iron Sheik is correct. Blank was a special guest ref for the FTR Jeff Jarrett Jay Lethal match at Double or Nothing.
Oh my God. I'm assuming Bret Hart, but I have no idea.
That was Mark Briscoe.
Mm.
Blank turned on Just Five Guys and joined the House of Truth.
Oh, what a terrible unit. Just Five Guys, House of Truth. I don't know. Dick Togo?
Oh, it's Kanemaru.
Okay.
Jeff Hardy and Jeff Jarrett had a terrible match on Dynamite to promote blank.
hopefully rideshare apps that prevent drinking and driving. Sharknado 6?
Oh, it's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre game.
Okay.
And finally, the NWA allegedly lost their TV deal with the CW due to blank.
Cocaine.
Yes, pay-per-view skit where they James Mitchell did cocaine. That is correct. That gives you, let's see, 7 correct answers. That gives you a final score of 18. You're currently in the lead.
Love it.
I, for one, was shocked that the Sinister Minister was a drug user.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like him, right?
No, not at all.
All right, Mike, you're up next. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Keiji Muto had his final scheduled match against blank.
Tetsuya Naito.
Naito is correct. Lucha legend blank jumped to AAA, ending a 40-year association with CMLL.
Negro Casas.
Casas is correct. Former WWF champion passed away in May at the age of 79 after years and years of health problems.
Superstar Billy Graham.
Superstar Graham is correct. Glate ran their biggest show in blank.
Sumo Hall.
Sumo Hall is correct. Blank was a special enforcer for the Chris Jericho-Adam Cole match at Double or Nothing.
Mike Tyson.
No, Sabu. Women's champion. Women's champion blank headlined 2 of the 3 ROH pay-per-views in 2023.
Athena.
Athena is correct. Blank won the newly created WWE World Heavyweight Championship and came in number 1 in the PWI 500.
Seth, quotation marks, freaking, quotation marks, Rollins.
Freaking is correct. After Shane McMahon immediately got hurt in his match against The Miz at WrestleMania, rapper Blank jumped in to save the day.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is correct. In August, Cash Wheeler of FTR was arrested for Blank.
Road rage and threatening, pulling a gun while he was driving in Orlando, which I-4 makes sense. Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. And finally, Hiromu Takahashi lost the DDT Iron Man title to Blank.
Didn't he lose it to, what's his name? The guy that was part of the really bad class case. The one that had, Harada?
No, he lost it to his own IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. As he his belt down that on
tracks,
top of the
that,
other.
That tracks. I was thinking about Harada case. You know, the guy who does the Tokyo gimmick. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good little wrestler.
Yes.
Is he?
He's fine.
Okay.
All right, Mike, great round. You had 8 correct answers with 21 points. You are currently in the lead.
All right, let's go.
All right, Alan. So let's see. You need, 4 to tie, 5 to win. Are you ready?
More than I thought, but hopefully we can do it. I will say I am very disappointed hearing both the guys get CMLL questions, reminding me that I have not got a question about either of my two favorite promotions this year, CMLL or All Japan. So Joe, help me out in this round. Give me some things to look back on the year fondly with, or I will too subscribe to the Mariah May camp.
well, let's find out. Blank filed and settled an antitrust lawsuit against the WWE.
MLW.
MLW is correct. AEW's video game Blank finally saw release in 2023.
Fight Forever.
Fight Forever is correct. Jake Lee debuted in NOAH and started a stable called Blank.
The Good Looking Guys.
Good Looking Guys is correct.
Featuring my fellow Dubliner, LJ Cleary.
A wrestling legend and former NWA champion Blank passed away in August at the age of 79.
God, all these deaths. What was this death? I feel like they're all 79 as well.
Former NWA champion passed away in August at the age of 79.
I'm trying to think of NWA champions who were... I'm not getting emotional. I'm just trying to block a sneeze. Sorry. NWA champions who might have still been alive, like Mike Rapata. We will skip this one. I don't want to waste time.
All right. Terry Funk.
Oh, God. Jesus. I feel terrible. Joe, can you edit that out?
Don't worry, Alan. Here's an NXT question. Brian Pillman Jr. was renamed Blank in NXT.
Oh, no. You're not going to make me get this right after getting Terry Funk. This is disgraceful. You're going to make me say, what is it? Lexus, I actually might not know this. Is it Lexus King?
Lexus King is correct.
You can listen to all of Alan's content on the Fightful Network going forward. Get them more their speed.
Oh my God! I'm sorry, Terry. I am so sorry.
Ishikawa, better known as Blank, debuted for Dragon Gate in Japan, but quickly succumbed to a knee injury.
Oh, so you want his gimmick name? Yes. Ooh, TN Revolution.
That is correct.
I say it like Doug Heffernan.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to unhear that. That's really funny.
Oh, man. All right, John Cena lost to Blank at WrestleMania.
Was that his match with Austin Theory? I know he didn't.
Austin Theory is correct, yes.
Oh, yes.
All right, female wrestler Blank had her retirement match at DDT Ultimate Party 2023.
Blank. I feel bad because I'm blanking on her name, and all I can think of is Joe Lanza saying she moves like a deer. People like her. Is it Saki Akai?
That's correct. Saki Akai is correct. Noah started a new bi-weekly show titled Blank.
Monday Nitro. Monday Magic.
Magic is correct. After WWE star Emma tweeted excitedly about Elimination Chamber being held in her home country of Australia, the WWE blanked.
Fired her.
They released it the same day, yes. And finally, the Bray Wyatt LA Knight match at Royal Rumble was sponsored by Blank.
Some kind of energy drink or slime or something. Slime energy.
It's Mountain Dew Pitch Black.
There you go.
All right, Alan, I asked you 11 questions for some reason, and you got 9 right. It does not matter, though.
The Terry Funk one be... can you stricken that from the record?
I will strike it from the record, but this will stay on the recording.
I feel disgusting. I take no satisfaction in this win. I am appalled at myself. Jesus.
You know what?
Please, everyone, go back. I will buy... anyone who wants one, a PW Torch VIP subscription, so they can go listen to my Terry Funk show with Mike Semper VV last year. So you can see that I how terrible I feel about this. This is going to keep me awake tonight.
You know, given the state of 2023, it's appropriate. The person who won just feels bad about it. There's no satisfaction to be gained. That feels like a win. Alan, you did win. I know you're sad about it. But it is true. So, yes, excellent job by everyone on that game. And, of course, I have a tiebreaker I keep in reserve just in case we need it. And we'll pull that out now because I'll never use it again if anyone wants to play.
Yeah, I'm interested in this question.
All right, please. This involves math. So if you added up the number of matches Roman Reigns worked in 2023, the number of matches CM Punk worked in AEW in 2023, and the number of matches rated 5 stars or greater by Dave Meltzer in 2023, and add them up, what do you get? Okay, so we have Mike with 37, Case with 45, Alan with, pulling this up, 55. The correct answer is Roman Reigns worked 11 matches, CM Punk worked 10 in AEW, and Dave Meltzer rated 26 matches, 5 stars or greater, giving us 47. So Case, you got the tiebreaker right. You were the closest. You are almost perfect on that.
That feels good. Feels really good.
26?
Yes. Really? I didn't check it this week, so it may
No, I believe you, Joe. That was a high pitch, really. That was more of a comment of Dave, more so than Dave.
Well, yes. Dave likes his stars. But, Alan, you won. Do you have anything to plug for us? Is Alan just staring at the dark, sitting in a dark room right now?
He's looking at his LP of Texas Bronco.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can. We don't have anything. You have anything to plug?
Sorry, I was saying I can plug the aforementioned PW Torch VIP, where you will find the recently released 2023 Joe Gagne Christmas Draft featuring myself, Joe Lanza, Rich Crace.
Alan dropped off again. We better quit while we're behind. But I can plug that in. One of my favorite bits of audio of the year. Alan, you dropped off again. I don't know if you want to repeat
that. PWTorch VIP.
There you go.
You guys know the drill.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Mike, what's going on? The Open the Voice Gate world.
Well, we are actually tomorrow as of time of recording, but by the time y'all will hear this, this will probably have already been up. Dragon Gate's year has come to a close with Final Gate and their year-end shows in Kobe. So Case and I back talking about that. And then also, as we look into 2024, no one better than us to go through the Ulti Awards, the our Voice Gate Awards that Case and I have kind of done over the last few years. And then we have a lot of big stuff coming up ahead later into January that we will probably talk about soon more openly. But we're leaving 2023 behind, guys. And it's going to be a fun time in 2024 looking at the Dragon System with Voices of Wrestling. So come and join us.
Very good. Case, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I expect some extensive writing from me in the early part of January as the first entry into Dragon Gate 25 as Mike and I and others celebrate the 25th year of Toriumon and Dragon Gate this year, or next year, 2024. The first article that I'm writing and what will be a series of articles will be out in early January. And Open the Voice Gate, it releases like Tuesday night, Wednesday morning on the Open the Voice Gate podcasting network. If you like Mike and I, or you like Dragon Gate and don't like us, that is the podcast to listen to.
And I joked earlier, but legitimately, the shows the guys did on DGUSA during the pandemic are fantastic. I listen to them now currently. In weeks where they maybe don't do a new Open the Voice Gate, or if I listen to Open the Voice Gate super quickly and then I'm like missing the guys a week by like 5-6 days later, I'm like, I need a dose of Case and Mike, so I'll load up an old DGUSA show, and those shows are awesome. I don't know, I've probably listened to about 25 of them or so now, and they provide such a great overview in hindsight of that era of independent wrestling, because they don't just talk about DGUSA. They look at what was going on in places like ROH and PWG at the time. And it's just it's really good. It's an area and a time that not a lot of people cover. And yeah, it's great to have that history out there. So and preserved. So I would recommend people check those out if they like what the guys do.
Thank you, Alan.
Excellent. Yes. And I will second any of Alan's plugs. I am a weekly listener of Open the Voice Gate. Always, always good.
That's how we booked his appearance. Was I went on Open the Voice
Gate. Oh, that's right. Yes.
To put me on this show again. I've learned if you're just direct with people, they'll do almost anything you say. I said Joe Gagne, put me on the Match Game again, and now we're here.
And you cut a promo, and I was listening to it. I was like trying to fall asleep, and I was like hearing this promo getting caught on me. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Fucking motherfucker.
Well, Al, go home and watch a Terry.
Get me Joe Gagne on the phone.
Oh my goodness. Excellent, excellent work. This was a great, great show. I thank you all. This is one of my favorite shows of the year. So I will close it out saying the Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices Wrestling Podcasting Network. You can follow our show at Five Star Match Game on Twitter with a number 5, or email us at fivestarmatchgame@gmail.com with the 5 spelled out. You can also visit our Red Circle page and make a donation if you're so inclined. Our logo was designed by Rich Craich, and the show may have been edited for entertainment purposes. We will be back in 2024. Our first show will be dedicated to Sting, which will be dropping before Revolution. So thanks for listening. We'll see you in the new year. Have a good one.
Hey everybody, my name is Jesse Collings, and I want to tell you all about my show, the Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast, here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network. On the Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast, we do a thorough analysis on the biggest issues and trends within the pro wrestling industry. We talk a lot about pro wrestling media, we talk a lot about fan culture, and wrestling's place within general pop culture, and we talk about the broader influences that are shaping the way we discuss and analyze the pro wrestling industry. We've had some of the brightest minds in the pro wrestling intelligentsia on the show, including WrestleNomics host Brandon Thurston, both Rich Kreich and Joe Lanza from the Flagship Wrestling Podcast, Trevor Dame from the Through the Years podcast, and a whole lot more. This isn't a show for hot takes. It's not a show recapping the latest episode of television. This is a show focusing on the biggest topics in pro wrestling and doing a deep dive on the real stories behind the surface level analysis you might find elsewhere. The Gentleman's Wrestling Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts, and we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a try. Thanks.